Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. Some want it all. SFO wants zero. Zero landfill waste, net carbon, and net energy by 2030. Learn more about the triple zero goal at flysfo.com. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Reporter. I'm Mavi Bolaños in San Francisco, and here are your state headlines. A year after the Pajaro community in Monterey County flooded following a levee breach, residents are still struggling to get back on their feet. Leonardo Gonzalez, a disabled cancer survivor, says the overly complicated process for accessing local aid has only added to his stress.
They ask for so much information, for too much information, and sometimes do not help you much.
Gonzalez says two of his close friends have died in the past year, one from a heart attack, the other from suicide. He believes both are tied to the stress of dealing with the flood's aftermath. A new county aid program will begin accepting applications near the end of the month. It'll distribute $20 million to affected businesses and households. In April, the county will begin outreach to help residents and businesses understand the program. Can California legislate its way to happiness? The newly formed Select Committee on Happiness and Public Policy Outcomes had its first meeting this week to start figuring it out. CalMatters' Lynn Law has the details.
The meeting was, for the most part, optimistic. The panel of experts, which included a scientist, a mayor, a minister, and filmmaker, said happy people live longer, are healthier, more successful at work, and less likely to commit crimes. But how happy are Californians anyway? According to a 2023 survey from the Public Policy Institute of California, 26% of adult Californians said they were not too happy, 58% pretty happy, and 16% very happy. The number of people who are not too happy is growing, especially among younger adults and low-income residents. The committee is led by former Assembly Speaker Anthony Rendon, who, when asked, put his own happiness at 2 out of 10.
That was CalMatters reporter Lynn Law. Last year, students from India powered the increase of international students pursuing a higher education in the United States. India's U.S. consular team issued over 140,000 student visas, more than any other country in the world. California remains a top destination for these students. But what is life like when they get here? I met with two students at San Jose State University to find out. After a long day of classes and work, Priyanka Sharma is the first of all the roommates to arrive home at their apartment. The place has an industrial New York loft feel to it, but there's no hipster furniture here. The first things you see when you walk into the living room are two beds and two desks. It's obvious that a lot of people live in this small space. The women each pay about $900 in rent and utilities a month. Most of them are from the same state, Maharashtra, in western India. But they didn't meet until they arrived in the Bay Area. This spring, all five will graduate with master's degrees in the fields of science and engineering.
We are five girls who are living together. It's 2 BHK, two-bedroom hall kitchen.
Sharma and her roommate, Shraddha Chaturvedi, who arrived shortly after us, take me to their room upstairs. It's even more crowded. Here's Chaturvedi.
We thought of getting bed frames, but since the room is too small, we thought we're okay doing without them.
Instead, there are mattresses on the floor stacked on top of each other. At night, they pull them apart to sleep.
So we get a lot of walking space. Yeah. If you put like two mattresses in this room, you'll not be able to walk.
None of the young women come from wealthy families. Sharma took out a loan for $20,000 in India to cover the initial costs. That includes a tuition that is double what California students pay. Chaturvedi borrowed $15,000. Then they had to factor the exchange rate. The value of the rupee in India has plummeted, making school much more expensive.
Like a chocolate, maybe a Kit Kat, which costs around 90 cents or something, that is approximately 70-80 rupees for me. Like, it was too much for me.
All the young women work. Their visa limits them to 20 hours per week during the school term. Sharma and Chaturvedi both have part-time jobs. Sharma makes $17 an hour working at the international students' front desk, helping other people sign up for classes or meet with advisors. Chaturvedi was able to get an internship at Tesla off campus under a special training program available to F1 visa holders.
I'm a software engineer. They basically write, the manufacturing line of how the cars are being built, so the software behind it.
The internship pays well, really well, at $50 an hour. But Chaturvedi is always thinking about her student loans. She says this living arrangement helps her spend less money and save to pay them off. And it helps that she's become best friends with her roommate.
Garlic we brought, Nasada.
On the menu for tonight is a vegan dish they found on Instagram. All the roommates are vegetarian, which makes sharing meals a lot easier and cheaper. With graduation just around the corner, Sharma tells me she feels anxious about landing a job in the United States. Her visa allows her to stay in the country for 2 years after graduation.
Surviving alone in a different country where you don't know anybody is kind of hard.
Chaturvedi says they all plan to stay in the U.S. if they get a job here. Regardless of where they end up, she says they're bonded for life.
I'm glad that we found each other. Everybody's like family, so we stick together in like good times, bad times.
And that is the California Report for Friday, March 15th. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineers are Danny Bringer, Brendan Willard, Jim Bennett, Christopher Beal, and Seal Moeller. Our producers are Billy Cruz, Holly J. McDeed, and Juan Carlos Lara. Our senior editor is Angela Corral. Our vice president of news is Ethan Toven Lindsay. And our chief content officer is Holly Kernan. I'm Madi Bolaños. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Support for the California Report comes from Stanford Medicine, comprising its School of Medicine and adult and children's health systems working together to advance knowledge and improve lives, stanfordmedicine.org. Monterey Bay Aquarium, inspiring conservation of the ocean through amazing live exhibits and global action to protect the ocean from plastic pollution, climate change, and overfishing. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy works to create a healthy, resilient, secure world for all, on the web at theschmidt.org.
Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.